Order! Order!
An increase in crime on the streets caused an increase in noise in the House as the opposition took the government to task over police statistics.
I can't hear a word. There's just a constant barrage coming from the opposition benches. The opposition mightn't like to hear the answer, but I certainly would, and I'm sure others do too.
The answer that Rodney Hyde couldn't hear came from Police Minister Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, the crime statistics today show that New Zealand has a serious violent element that has no respect for people, the community or the law. And it might well be a surprise to that member, Clayton Cosgrove, but it's not a surprise over this side of the House. Two big factors in our crime statistics are reported family violence and an increase of alcohol and drug arrests due to increased focus on these crimes by police.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, said the Minister should not have referred to her Labour shadow.
I'd ask members to be a little more reasonable, but I don't blame the opposition totally at all on this, because the Minister in answering the question did include a provocative comment across the House that obviously brought more interjection back, and the remedy is partly the Minister's hands not to be unnecessarily or gratuitously provocative. The Honourable Judith Collins.
Well, Mr Speaker, let me continue.
Order.
Despite this and despite the...
Order.
Point of order.
This time it was United Futures' Peter Dunn.
I'm sitting marginally closer to her than Mr Hyde, and I couldn't hear a word of what was being said.
I thank the Honourable Member, and on this occasion the Minister had barely opened her mouth, so the opposition front benches had no excuse that she'd been provocative, and there was an immediate barrage. I now do ask seriously members to show a little more respect for the House.
As well as Judith Collins, her Prime Minister was also the target of Labour's questions about the crime statistics, including this one from their police spokesman, Clayton Cosgrove.
Does he stand by his statement, quote, "I know that one of the key reasons Kiwis elected National is because they trusted us to take the tough steps needed to tackle violent crime and make families safer in their home and communities," unquote.
Answering for Mr Key, his deputy, Bill English, said the Prime Minister stood by that statement, drawing this question from Mr Cosgrove.
How much safer are New Zealand families when the crime statistics released today show that the increase in crime under National is bigger than in any calendar year under the former Labor government, and the violent crime has risen by 9.2%.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, the government has taken seriously the need to get on top of the rising momentum, of violent crime over the last decade. We are backing the police with a wide range of tools which they appreciate and which the public believe will be effective in dealing with that rising momentum of violent crime.
Mr English also faced this question from the ACT Party's police spokesman, David Garrett.
Does the Prime Minister expect the three strikes legislation that has now been reported to the House will make a difference to violent crime in New Zealand?
The Honourable Bill English.
Yes, Mr Speaker, that's why the government is supporting that legislation. The three strikes legislation will send a very clear message to serious recidivist offenders that they will be dealt with severely. It also makes it less likely that serious recidivist offenders will be able to continue committing crime because they will be locked up.
Bill English was also required to stand by his Prime Minister's statements on the foreshore and seabed. Among questions on that topic was this one from Labour's Parakura Horomia.
Does he stand by his recent comments about proposed changes to the Foreshore and Seabed Act that I don't think people will notice a lot of change?
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, yes, because for most New Zealanders, public access to the seabed and foreshore will be protected. But for those who gain the right to access the courts again, it will be a significant change.
The Honourable Parakura Horomia.
Mr Speaker, how can the Prime Minister reconcile that comment with the comment by Honourable Peter Sharp was on Checkpoint yesterday that this is very different to the current law?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, because this whole issue has arisen because of different points of view about what it means for the Crown to have designated ownership of the seabed and foreshore, or for it to be available for claims and customary rights.
Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight, back on Tuesday, April the 20th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.